Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, and we take theology and bring it to the streets. Thank you so much for joining me on 91.1 Grace FM. It's an honor to be here. I got my co-host with me. You know I'm going to mess this name up. I do all the time. But Ashok Manikumar, I think I'm getting close, but I'm sure he'll correct me when I turn him over to the mic. But give me a shout out, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. I'd be happy to interact with you. We are blessed today. It's always an honor to interact with my brothers in India. We hope you like the content of the show. We try to address issues that are not, that sometimes are not addressed. And we're going to try to address a controversial issue, which I know me and my brother have no controversy with it, but it is a controversial issue today. And we'll get to that topic in a minute. But I just did say hello to Ashok's wife, who I think is, let me tell you how far she is in her pregnancy, because I don't want to mess it up. But, Ashok, Pastor Michael is not, he's a little under the weather, so we want to keep him in prayer, but me and Ashok will try to carry the torch for the next 25 minutes. So, Ashok, tell the audience here in America on 91.1 Grace FM, what's going down?
Hey everyone, so good to be back. It's always a joy to do these episodes with Pastor Dom. And Pastor Dom has specifically asked me that I speak nice and slow. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to speak real nice and slow. And for all the viewers, my name is Ashok Mohanakumar. And also my wife is due, like Pastor Dom was mentioning. God willing, I'll be a dad by mid-April. So she's 8 months and 1 week pregnant. And exciting times ahead, hectic times ahead, and God has been good during all this. We just had a checkup today, and the doctor says said that all looks good, and the baby looks healthy. So all praise be to God.
You know, and that's an interesting. I mean, what a great topic that we had chosen to speak about today. Amen. And now Ashok, being from India, was not aware of this decision that came out of the Alabama Supreme Court. And I think, you know, I want to look at it from a perspective of someone who is pregnant. And when I say pregnant, they're both pregnant, even though we know that his wife is pregnant, but that's his child. And Pastor Michael, who's a little under the weather, has two children. And I want to just say this. Recently, I think over the last couple of weeks, maybe 10 days, the Alabama Supreme Court said frozen embryos are children, and those who destroy them can be held liable for wrongful death. Now, this decision puts back into the national focus of the question of where or when does life begin? And one that reproductive rights advocates say could have a chilling effect on infertility treatments and the hundreds of Alabamans who seek them each year. Now, I agree that a frozen embryo is a child. And obviously, this is a huge decision, getting a lot of backlash from society. Just more on emotion, without really looking at a biblical perspective. So I want to speak to a man whom I love, Ashok, soon to be a fellow elder, and I'm giving this to him raw. We didn't speak about it. I just let him know about the decision. He didn't know about the decision, obviously, even in living in India. And what a better, there is no one better to speak on this than to speak to somebody who right now has a child on the way in the womb, who I know he believes is a human being. So I'd like to speak to Ashok concerning this frozen embryo, which I believe are children, a decision that came out of the Alabama Supreme Court. Now, Ashok, let your audience know that you knew nothing about this. I mean, you didn't know anything about this. I sprang it on you, 15 minutes ago?
Yeah, 15 minutes ago.
And right away, he was willing to speak about it. So praise God for Ashok, not afraid to duck the controversy, so to speak. Ashok.
But all praise be to God for such a decision, and that the lawmakers would be godly and just in looking at what is a life and actually call it life and not commit to some sort of a spin. You know, it's an overwhelming joy when I lay my hands on my wife's tummy and pray in the night. And I feel the baby move underneath the membrane. And I know there is a thin membrane that is separating my baby and me, right? And it is appalling that there are lawmakers out there who would say that that's not a baby yet. That's not a baby yet, right? Till the moment the baby is coming. I mean, there are advocates for the notion that a baby is not an actual human being till the baby actually exits the birth canal, which is appalling. There is a point at which we are cutting off every sensible thought, every logic and everything, just so that we can, live comfortable lives. We can do what we want to do, deny every right that the baby has. But praise God that we are able to recognize that embryo has all the potential to grow up to be a complete a human being with all functional organs, right? Put under the right circumstances in a mother's womb, if it is nurtured, the embryo can grow up developing all the organs and there is actual life, right? And it is also surprising that the same people of the world who would look at single-celled organisms that can do nothing in Mars and say that we found life in Mars would look at an actual baby's embryo and say that is not life. If that is not hypocritic, I do not know what is. It's appalling, Pastor.
Yeah, this is a great point. I wasn't even thinking on those levels. And again, Ashok being very, this is the way Ashok is. He's very calm, concerning these things, but he's an advocate, as you can see, of obviously these embryos that are children. And again, this is the way God ordained it. And this is just another example, I believe, Ashok, coming against the things of God. And notice, it's these nuances, so to speak, that people get so emotional and say, well, this is my right, and I have this right, and I have that right. And just on the other side, whether it's abortion, everybody's concerned about personal rights, but nobody's concerned about what the God of the universe spoke, that there's male and female, and we know that child from the minute of conception, the second of conception, is a human being. Do you agree with me, Ashok?
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to have arbitrary markers to know what a life is, right? As Christians especially. And we don't have to appeal to anything of the world or secular sciences where they have to, do all sorts of experiments and come up with different agreed upon standards to recognize what is life. We know what is life because the scripture tells us what is life. When God breathes life into a person, in the same sense that God would provide that life. And the scriptures show us that the starting of life is at the point of embryo. And if the scripture is not sufficient for us, I mean, that's all the Christian needs. That is the source of all our truth, all of our epistemology. And yeah, that is that.
Yeah, and I think this is important, because otherwise, just think about this, and please, I know it's a big issue, but just think about this for me, and I want to ask you to talk about this, obviously. The things of God, the scripture is absolute truth. It's not relative truth. It's not what's true for me or true for you. And that's the world we live in. We live in a world where us, you can say, well, that's how you feel, or I say, and that makes life just, there's no real, I'm going to be honest, I know I might get some flack with this, but there's no meaning in life when we deal in relative truth, because then everybody's truth is truth.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a word of God that's the truth is absolute. And if God said, then God said, and what God said is what God has ordained. And that's the, you know, the serpent in the garden, has God said, right? I mean, that's what everybody wants to debunk. And this is what God said. And the world says, no, this is what the world says. Ashok.
Yeah, very true. So we look at the scripture and we see how the psalmist talks about how he was knit together by God wonderfully and fearfully and inside his mother's womb. We see him being identified as a person within the womb. We see John the Baptist being filled with the Spirit, right? Being filled with the Spirit and leaping while within Elizabeth's womb. The biblical theology and the way God has revealed his word tells us this, right? And that this is what a baby is. This is what a human being is. And we live in a world that has, it is more self, I do not know if it is exactly more selfish than the generations before, but it's definitely a time when selfishness is more acceptable publicly than ever before, where selfishness is encouraged more than ever before, where selfishness has become a motto of life, and people would actually say things such as self-love, right? As though that is a great virtue. You're being applauded for wearing t-shirts that say self-love, or talking about what we used to call narcissism, by the way, maybe a decade ago. I am trying to remember which Christian apologist said that a couple of decades or 3 decades ago. He was talking about how he was saying that it is not even worth in countering arguments from pro-abortionists, such that the baby inside the womb is not a separate body, but it's a woman's body and her rights. He was talking about how silly a comment that is, and how it will not stand the test of time. Surprisingly enough, that has been one of the biggest arguments that the abortionists make even today. We have gone past the point of silliness. We have gone past that point, and we've reached a point where we have numbed the mind to truth of God. And forget truth of God. We are talking about numbing our minds to natural revelation. Because this thing is not hard at all, Pastor. This is not rocket science. Right? This is willful sinning. This is closing eyes to truth. And we live in a generation such as this. And this is really appalling where we have reached today. And the point is that how it's getting into the Christian church is even more surprising. We should be the one who should be looking at scripture and seeing that the new life is a heritage from the Lord. Instead of the church changing the world is changing the church more and more as we see it, as time moves past.
Yeah, this is a great point. So here's a question that we would not know about. And you would, just like you didn't know about this Alabama Supreme Court decision, you know, because we are continents apart, if I should say. So what is the view on, say, abortion and what we're talking about in your country? You know, so I don't really know, because we haven't spoken about this as far as What's the worldview in your country? Now, obviously, you can see the worldview here. The majority of people here, it's all about them. And it's like you said, it's more about self or self-love than it is about, you know, the child in the womb or, you know, talking about when is a baby. And we know that heartbeat, you know. And again, we've made our point, but I don't know if, and I don't know this, and I know my audience, unless somebody's from your, where you live, obviously, and you can let them know, what is the worldview in India concerning what we're speaking about right now? Is that okay to ask?
Yeah, so in India, it's known as MTP, medically terminated pregnancy. And medical termination of pregnancy. And in India, basically, you can't get a abortion post 20 weeks. That is, post the first trimester. You won't be able to get a an abortion unless you know, there is a special circumstance or something like that. Although abortion is only recommended or allowed when the pregnancy would potentially lead to harm for physical or mental health. So that is where Indian law system is, and it is still much more conservative than I think several states in USA are. But then as the trend seems to be, it's not getting more rigid, or it's not getting more, you know, it's not as though over the years the rights of the babies are increasing, it is decreasing. The general populace as such, among the general populace as such, there seems to be a adoption of Western ideas more and more. And when I say Western ideas, what I mean is the ideas of Hollywood, the ideas of late night talk shows. Because of globalization, because of Netflix and all, Amazon Prime and all of that, ideas in West flow to Eastern countries faster than ever before, right? And in India, you should see the increase of the number of iPhones that Indians are buying every year. iPhone has a market here now, so we are a growing economy, and Indians have gone from being a workforce market to an actually a market where people are trying to sell things from the West. So with the growing adoption of Western values, you can definitely see that among the millennials and the Gen Zs, there is definitely a received tradition that abortion is the way forward, or to think anything else would be a restricted, narrowed view of understanding truth. Now, yeah, so that is where we are as a country. And actually, it's messy in the sense adoption laws in India are the most difficult laws, perhaps. I do not know. It is very, very hard to adopt a baby in India. It is made difficult in every way. There are so many hurdles one has to jump. So it seems like giving life or taking care of a baby is much more harder than perhaps, you know, getting rid of a baby. It's really sad how the law system is and how the general populace is. From what I understand or from what I see generally, the evangelical churches are still largely conservative when it comes to this. They're pro-life. So I think that's something that is going for us, in the sense the evangelical churches have not been highly liberalized, I think, compared to USA, I would say. And the laws are also a little bit more stringent than many states in USA, I would say. That's where we are at.
Yeah, and so basically what you're saying is, if I'm hearing correctly, is that so in your country, it seems like America is trying to infiltrate these ideologies on India through these, you know, the technologies and the iPhone and maybe, I don't know if you guys have TikTok or, I mean, I don't, I've heard about it. I know I've never been on TikTok or anything, but are you saying that maybe, and we got about 5 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes, I should say, maybe 5, 6 minutes, but are you saying that, if I'm hearing you correctly, that the American culture is, trying to push this agenda, in some of these relative ideas on your culture? Is that fair to say? Am I hearing that right?
Oh, without a doubt. And I do not mean to say that they have India as the target audience when they're doing these things, but the sort of liberal or left-wing evangelism per se is widespread. The media is very intentional in selling these postmodern ideas, the feministic ideas, the pro-abortion ideas through every opportunities that they get. Every movie has agenda packed into it that's coming out. Every TV series has it. Every late night show has it. And so especially Hollywood is deeply involved in all of this. And yeah, what I did not maybe necessarily mean that they have a target audience in India and they're going behind India or anything like that. But then definitely because of the widespread availability of these Hollywood movies and shows and everything, India is definitely being affected by these shows and movies and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, this is a huge cultural issue. It becomes a real political issue here in America. Politicians and this is. And it's so, for me, you'll get these liberal pundits, so to speak, and I don't know, anyway, you'll get these liberal pundits that, you know, they come out of these more liberal colleges, they're smart, handsome men, beautiful women, and they're young, and they have these progressive ideas, and they go on these more liberal news stations, and they push these agendas as, again, more of this. I like that term you use. I don't like it, but it's true, about self-love. And the Bible is the complete opposite, right, about self-love.
Yeah.
It's about
deny yourself.
Self-denial, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But just think about this. And just think about that poor child, and it is a baby who's not able to fend for himself or herself, is being sacrificed on the altar of self-love, on the altar of you know, this is not a good time for me to have a child, and I have my career ahead of me, or things of that nature, So it's a huge issue, not one that we can fully cover in 30 minutes, but something I think needs to be said. The conversation needs to keep going. And God's name is being blasphemed in these decisions. But you know, Ashok, in the world we live in today, God is not on the forefront. And, you know, that's just what is what it is. Ashok, mm-hmm. Maybe you can give me some closing thoughts on this topic. And I know this, I just introduced this topic. Well, you know the topic, but I just introduced this decision to you this morning. And Ashok is kind enough to look at it from a perspective who is, his wife right now is, would you say 7 months pregnant, Ashok, or?
8 months and a week.
That's why I let him discuss his wife's pregnancy. But just some closing thoughts, Ashok, to the audience here in America.
We should see things for what it is, regardless of what the society tells us, what the politicians tell us, what the dominant worldview around is tells us, regardless of the pressures that it brings us, regardless of the opposition that it brings us. We have but one solid footing, that is the scripture. On those principles, we meditate day and night. And like the psalmist, we need to be rooted by these streams of the scripture rather than standing in the way of the sinners or sitting with the scoffers or any of that. We need to train and develop a very Christian worldview, almost as though we are wearing a pair of glasses that have gospel filters on. So when we look at the world, we see it through the filter of the scripture. So we have that you know, we have that vision corrected to see what is actually going around us, the clown world that we live in. And even with topics such as abortion and all that, I think Christians should take all the more precaution to train and teach their children about these truths early on, what is actually happening in this horrendous world. And we should battle against this. And I'm not saying that the way, necessarily the way against it is that everybody goes out outside the abortion mill carrying big, big fluxes. But then that in ways that we can, we should be fighting against this. And yeah, that's my thoughts on this topic. And I can't stress this enough. The world that we live in especially is a very relativistic world, and it is a very deceptive world. To the point now, not only is abortion allowed, it's also lauded upon, right? It's applauded. And ideas such as one man, one woman, holy matrimony and raising children and all those kinds of things are looked down upon. So what is countercultural today was just normal Christian living maybe a few decades ago. So living in that world, when the world is continuously trying to catechize us the second that we step out of our houses or even in our living rooms when we turn on the TV, we really need the solid footing of the scripture to see truth for truth. And praise God for the Alabama ruling. Praise God for that.
You know, and I want to close with some scripture, and I think it was in Jeremiah, and when the Lord told Jeremiah, I called you while you were in the womb. And this is the God of the universe who called somebody into ministry, who called somebody into ministry while they were in the womb. So he was not speaking to... He was speaking to a human being. And that's something that all of us need to be challenged with in this world. That the God of the universe says, while you were in your mother's womb, I called you. And I think that's for me, and it should be for any Christian, that should be how we are governed. That child in the womb is a human being. And again, this is such a good topic. We've just scratched the surface. Pastor Michael just is not feeling well today, but I know he'd want to definitely weigh in on this topic. So what we'll do is next week, we'll see if Pastor Michael is feeling better, and we'll get his ideas on this, and I know Pastor Michael will have some things to say. So it's an honor again to be here on 91.1 Grace FM, and honor that we can speak about these things. Love my brother Ashok. Please give your wife, Mr. Ashok, our warmest regards as she continues in her pregnancy, and soon you'll be a father, and well, you're a father right now. Really?
Especially
according to our conversation, right? So this is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi speaking for Ashok, Mona Kumar, and I probably don't get that right, but close. This is Street Talk Theology. We take theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.